You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions across the planet. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. Can you give me kind of a review of maybe the big players over the last week? Because we've had some pretty interesting weather here in the United States.
Yeah, we certainly have. And, you know, I'm actually talking to you today, of course, out west. I've spent the last couple of days out here in parts of Oregon and Idaho and had a chance because of flying south to get back to Champaign the last few weeks. I've been able to fly over these fires that are out west. And I'm just going to tell you, the stories you've heard and the things you've seen on the news and the air quality issues are 100% real. In fact, just driving last night in parts of Oregon up towards Portland, the whole car smelled of smoke the whole time. So that pattern that's got us into that, which is basically means that the wet season, which should have started in the west, has been delayed about a month. Well, it's been complements of a pretty large ridge out west. And that ridge has been dipped into a trough over the eastern half of the country. And that's why we've been so cold. I mean, we've had record cold. And it's allowed for these little systems like the one we had midweek this week to kind of spin up out of the base of that trough. And so the little system was kind of sneaky there that came through just a couple days ago, on us, because honestly, you know, earlier in the week, we didn't really see it showing up. It's about Monday. Anyways, it came through and spun up and brought a lot of rain to the southeast, a whole bunch of snow to the northeast, but around us, 2 to 5 inches of snow. And so we've had a pretty cold and very snowy start. Now, why talk about that? Well, if there's been a ridge out west and a trough over the east, we need to know if that pattern's going to continue. And that's where I think the bigger question lies. And here's the good news for California. There will be a breakdown in this pattern coming soon. Now, the transition will be, we've got cold weather that's going to stick around through this weekend and early week here. We have another cold front sliding to the south. It's got winter storm warnings out for parts of Montana, North and South Dakota. So there's snow moving through there. But by the time this gets here, by the time we get into Saturday midday, looks as though it's going to be kind of fizzling out, running out of moisture. So we might get some light snow and some rain. It's going to be that really cold rain or light snow on Saturday into Saturday evening. But that cold front pushes through. And here's the good news. After that, a trough builds into California, bringing them desperately needed rain by Wednesday. That pushes a ridge over us, allowing for temperatures to warm up around here by the time we get toward Thanksgiving, where we might be able to see 50-degree weather on Thanksgiving, which will feel like a heat wave after what we've seen. So this, it's quite a complicated pattern in the short term. You know what's neat about all this? What's forcing it is what's going on north of the Scandinavian countries. A huge ridge is building there, and that's just blocking up the pattern a little bit, changing things around. So in terms of being a meteorologist, getting to watch the flow of the atmosphere, this is about as exciting as it gets. It's a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, so it's that time of year where we transition from one pattern to the next. Do you see another transition after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I do. I think what's going to happen here is that in the long run, when I look at over the next 15 days, we're going to go back to a pattern where it sets up just like this. So think about this geographically. South of Alaska, near the Aleutian Islands, trough. Ridge over the West United States and British Columbia. General troughingness, I don't know if that's even a word, but a broad trough that's going to stretch across the eastern half of the country again. So it looks as though that once we get past this brief warm-up, we go back into a more unsettled weather pattern when we look beyond about day 10. So that's looking out pretty far in the forecast, but that is what we're seeing right now. And the big question I have is, are we looking at maybe what our winter pattern is going to favor? And there's some pretty strong evidence to say that that might be what we see for quite a bit this winter.
There are models that are released from time to time. I think maybe the European model has a long-range forecast. Have you looked at it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably the best global model that we've got when looking longer term. And it would kind of agree with what I just told you in that when I look out through December, January, February, the model is keeping a pretty consistent warm bias in the western and northwestern United States and even the northern part of the U.S. with a transition toward near average to cooler than average weather across the east and the southeast. It also most certainly has a very active storm track from Texas that's going to run up the east coast of the United States. So it looks as though it's going to be relatively wet there. The big wild card for us is if we are in the wrong position with respect to the trough ridge system, we could actually have a little bit of a drier winter. Now, that's not to say we won't get big snowstorms, we won't get big, precipitation events, but on the whole, ridge out west, trough out east, we for us to be really snowy, we want a trough in the middle part of the country. So it'll be interesting to watch it evolve. But the European model is certainly picking up on the potential for a near average winter for us in terms of temperatures, maybe a slight warm bias with colder weather and snowier weather to our east.
Let's come back to present day meteorology, or what's been happening now and maybe in the past week, and what that'll look like in the next week for South America.
Yeah, so we just came out of a very, very wet time period for Argentina. So Argentina has not had its most ideal start to its growing season. They were a little bit of planting delays. There were some issues with soil moisture to start off. And then all of a sudden, they just got a deluge of rain in the last 10 days. So some locations there got over 10 inches of rain. So now they're worried about having to replant some of that crop. But as we've been discussing, Brazil got in early. Brazil got in early to on time with its first crop soybeans and its full season, you know, corn. And it's just been wet. And right now, the next 15 days from, again, that really good European model has them keeping a wet bias. And so they need that given the soil type they have. They need a lot of rain to really make their grain there. And so it still looks favorable for Brazil. The rocky start has kind of been down in Argentina overall.
No worries for the most part, then, I take it.
Yeah, not at this point. I tell you this, the long range has us potentially concerned about drier conditions in Brazil's northern growing regions. But to be honest, with this weak El Nino event that's coming along, the confidence in that long range forecast is not very high.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.